And Daf Kuf Mem Vov Medalot. Let us start again from the Mishnah. Shaiver Odom Es Achovis. A person is permitted to make a Shvire, to break a Chovis. Lechel Heimeno Groigris. And the Mishnah specifies what he wants to have in the Chovis. Lechel, he is doing it because he wants to eat groigris, dried out figs, which are in the Chovis. Ubilvad, shelo yiskaven laseis keili. But the Shvira should be a Shvira of kilkul, not a Shvira of tikkun. To the Shvira should not be mechaven laseis keili. So let us see Rashi, Shaver Odom Chovis Meleya Groigris Besakin Oy Besayo Lechol Mimenu Groigris The Ein Bemekalkul Shum Iser Beshabbos. The Mekalkul, there's no Iser in Shabbos. So as we mentioned yesterday, two Mahalchim in Rashi. Either Rashi holds Bechlal, there's no Din Binyan Ostira Bekalim. So Mimele, if there's no binyan astira bekalim, so that alone that he's being mekalkul, the ain't be mekalkul shum iser b'shabbos. If there's no iser, what is happening to the keli gate manishton? Ain't binyan astira bekalim. So that what he's just destroying now, this chelik of the keli, ain't be mekalkul shum iser b'shabbos. Or Rashi holds midarabonon, there is binyan astira. But since he's a mekalkel, so therefore that's why it is mutter. These are two mahalchem in Rashi. Since it's in the stira der abonon, ein be mekalkel shemisa b'shabbos. And yesterday we saw the Ran says even though mekalkel is also mid der abonon, but l'tzeirech oynik shabbos they were matter. So then we are speaking about it as a stira and Mekalko makes it also midarabonon, l'tzeich einig Shabbos, it is mutter. Ubulvach lo yiskavin lase skeili, l'noikve yofe bepesach noe. So Rashi seems to say the oifen should be bederech shvire, that is breaking the chovis. It should not be a pu'ule of tikkun, l'noikve yofe bepesach noe. That is also. Weiter, ve'ein neukvin magoife shel chovis, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Ve'chachomim matirem. The magoife was a dover nifrod from the chovis. Let us see, Rashi hadvuke, this is attached bepia chovis, by the opening of the chovis. So he wants to make, and as we mentioned yesterday, the chovis was made out of cheres that was baked in a tanur. And the magoife was made out of cheres that was dried in the sun. So it was a different entity that was used to stuff the chavitz. And now he wants to make a nekev in the magoife. Hadvukyo bepia chavitz, lasois nekev. He wants to make a nekev in there, and I can pour out the wine from the nekev in the magoife. So he's not permitted to do that. Elo neitel es kulo. If he wants to take out the wine, let him lift out the whole magoife. Avol ki nokiv lo, if he's making a nekev in the magoife, misakin pischo. This is called a tikkun. This is called he's making a pesach. So therefore this is also. He wants to get it out, so let him take off the magoife. V'chachomim matirim, Dein derech pesach lechovis bekach. The Chachamim hold that the nekev that is making in the magoifes is not called a pesach in the chovis, because the magoifes and the chovis are two entities. Dein derech pesach lechovis bekach. The magoifes is oimet to be taken out. So he made a hole in a stopper. So that hole in the stopper alone is tamas a golnish mit golnish. They want to say that this hole now is a pesach for the chavis. So the chachamim hold, since the pesach, since the hole was not made in the chavis, no, it was made in the bagoifer that is attached to the chavis, so there's not considered I made a pesach in the chavis. So memele, so therefore it is muta. And Rabbi Yehuda seems to hold that since now the magoife is mechuber to the chavis, so memele this is considered a pesach to the chavis also. V'loy yikaveno mitzida. But one, according to the chachamim, one should not make a nekev mitzida. Vigmorim meforish lo what the taich mitzida is. There's two mahalchem. If mitzida means in the chavis alone, or mitzida means in the tzad of the magoife. But that we'll see later in the gemara. Vim hoiso nekuva. If there was already a nekev in the chavis, lo yitain oleho shavo mibnei shehu memareach. He should not put shavo wax on it because he's memareach. We'll see soon pshat. Let us finish the Mishnah. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, maise bo lifnei Rabben Yochanan ben Zakkai ba'ore va'omar chayshashani loy michatos. Let us see Rashi. Shum memareach v'yesh kam mishum memachik. Ba'orev medine mechato shemo mirech ha'shavo ledoivko bedoifnei ha'keili soviv ha'nekev. Now before we try to explain here exactly what's happening, pshat in the Mishnah, I'd like to read over the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and we'll get a picture of pshat in the Mishnah. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav and Seif Simen Shin Yudalit says as follows. The Isser of Shava is Afilu Ein Machnis HaShava B'Soich HaNeket. We are not speaking about, he has a Nekev and a Chavis, he's not filling up the hole with wax. Elo Meinicha Al Pi HaNeket. He's putting it on the opening of the Nekev. You still have your Nekev, the Chavis still has a Nekev. But he's sealing off from the outside of the chavis with wax. She'enai nire kemesaken kli bistimazu. This is not, that means the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says the yisurim that could be involved. So if he fill up the hole, so then we'd have a parsha of tikkun mone. There was a hole here, now he wants to be soisim it. So no, the hole is still a hole. Shene nire ki misake en keili bistimazu. Kibin she'ein hastima nichneses besoich oivei doifnei hakeili shebemokim hanekev. Since the wax does not enter and fill up the hole, so you still have a chavis with a hole. Ela hu al pi hakeili migaboy. No, he's putting it on the outside of the chavis. So this is what the Mishnah is saying. Hoise nekuva lo yitain oleho on the chavis shabbat. Now why is this also? Gzeira. Shemo yimareyach hashavo ledovko bedoifni hakeili soviv hanekev ad sheyachlik poneho shom v'yischayev mishum memach. So now he explains it pretty clearly. That the Isser is an Isser of Memachik. The Isser Memachik was in the Mishkan, was an Isser of smoothing. The Oiris were bumpy, they were not smooth, they used to go and smoothen the Oiris, they took off the hair, and they smoothed out the leather. That was Meleches Memachik in the Mishkan. Now, smoothing out anything, it falls into this category. So now, if he'll be Mimareyach, now he has a problem over here. He's not filling up the hole, he's attaching it, this glob of wax, he's attaching on the outside of the chavis. Now, in order for it to hold, if the wax is bumpy, it won't hold. It's contacting the chavis only in a few places. If we'll smooth it out and then give a push, so the whole wax is flush on the doifnei chavis, so then the wax is going to hold. If he won't smooth out the wax, so lemaise, it won't hold. Or maybe it won't hold. So Memele, so Chazal said, Lo yitein oleho shavo, mitnei shehu memareya. So the Lashon of the Mishnah is very, very misleading. The Lashon of the Mishnah, both episodes give isn't, that he's not allowed to put it, mitnei shehu memareya, because he's memareya. Rashi doesn't help the situation at all. And if he's smearing the dust, v'yesh kad mishum memachik. The Lashon of the Mishnah is misleading. The Melech Shloime Mishnayah says, Perish Shema Yemareach. That enlightens us. So Pshat is, the Tanakame is speaking about a person that's putting wax. Before he puts the wax, he's learning the Mishnah, he has no intentions of smoothing it. And Lamaise, but by putting wax there, he's over Anissa de Rabbonim, because Chazal also to do this pu'ula, he might come and be memareach. Now what exactly Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is moisif? Later, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, Bishavo korev hadovo mi'oiv lovoi lidei chiyev chatos, sheyishkach v'yimrach kedarkei b'choil, kedei shetei astimer mohudekes yofe. Now, Teich HaDvarim, he says it is very possible that when a person is putting on the wax unwillingly, they're not thinking that it's Shabbos, since the normal procedure is to be Mareach, it's very possible he'll forget and he'll do it. So that was what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was Moisef. Moisef bo lifnei Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ba'orev o'omach ha'yishashash Chayshashni loy mechatos. That means Shemo mirech hashavo ledoivko ledoivni akeli soviv anekiv. That means even though he didn't realize he did it, but since that is the normal procedure, maybe he forgot. He forgot that this is osir, or if he got that it's Shabbos. Sheyishkach veyimrach. I mean that it's. It's very unclear if Rabbi Yochanan is moisif that, I mean, this is after Maisa Shehoyo, Rabbi Yochanan holds that there's a chash of an Isar Deraisa, that means people don't realize that they are Memareya. So it seems in the Tanakama seems to say that, Laitin Le'eshava al Gzeire. Or I don't know if there, it's very unclear if there is a Machloikis. If Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is moisif, that there's more than an Isser Drabonon, there's a chash of Shema Yishkach v'yimrech kedarkei b'choil. It is very unclear here what exactly the difference is, but it would seem that the Tanakam is telling us there's an Isser Drabonon b'chol oifin, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is telling us that we're playing. We're playing with fire because the zicher achshash that maybe he was mamarech shemo mirech hashavo ledoivka bedoiv nekeli sovev haneket. Ona Rabbi Ishiya. So Rabbi Ishiya says na mishneh, that what our mishneh says sheva odem asachovis lechel himenu greigris. Now it is very interesting why the Tana of the Mishnah held it important to tell us the ingredients, the contents of the Chavis. He could have Groigris in a Chavis, he could have 20 other things also in a Chavis. Groigris are figs, dried figs. And it seems Rab Oishiye was Medayik, since the Tana specified Groigris, so Rab Oishiye built a whole shtick teir. We'll see. Omar Rabbeishi, loy shonu ela drusos. That is, davke, if these greigris are pressed together, and we'll see if when greigris are pressed together, in order for one to use some of the greigris, one needed a very strong instrument to cut off a chelik of this greigris. Rashi says either they used an axe or a sword. So Amar Rabbi Ishiya, lo yishonu ela drusos. If the contents of this chavis is greigris drusos, which are pressed together, then it is permissible shayva adam es achavis lechel emenu greigris. Aval mifuradai. But what is if it is mifuradai? If the greigris are separated, you don't have, it's not drusis, they can be taken out separately. Like, then this is not permissible. Zot Rashi, lo yishonu de shoiver hachovitz umetaltel hasayif lekach. So lechere we see from Rashi that kaponim in the beginning of the Gemara anyway, that Rab Oishie was telling us two chidushim. One chidush, the Mishnah says there's a heter to be shoiver the chovitz. And number two, you're being metaltel asayif, which we will see about this soon. So these two halachis, which the Mishnah mentions, loishanu deshoiver hachovis, or metaltel asayif lekach, elo bedrusos. This is only speaking about drusos. Shahagroigris drusos beigel. The groigris are pressed together in an eagle in a circle. V'choitchen mimenu bekerdaim oy besayif. And when you have the greigris, let us assume for 1 minute it would not be in a chovis. So how do you take a chelik of the greigris? You take a axe or a sword and you start hacking away. So memele. So that's how you do it. That's the normal procedure to take a chelik of the greigris. Va'aydi the metaltel sayef lachtoich greigreis tova beinami lechovitz. So since he needs the sayef lachtoich greigreis tova beinami lechovitz, so since he's permitted to be metaltel the sayef for the greigreis, so he's permitted to break the chovitz with the sayef also. Now, the Chazanish says, the Gemara now held, would seem from Rashi like this also. The Machshon held, the zet nai behetere to hu oisik bechatiches agregres. That be'emesin, his pula is chatiches agregres. He's chopping away on the gregres. Uvechoitech memeles achovis. So like the chovis is a barrier between him and the gregres. So he has to break the chovis also in order to get to the gregres. But this is the pu'ule of chitoch ha-greigres, so the action that he's doing before is the haschola of chitoch ha-greigres. And Rashi seems to say like this. Leishonut, Rashi makes two nekudas, the shoiver achovis, number one. Number two, metaltel asayif lekach, the Rashi speaks about the shvire, and about the tiltel asayif. So me'aydi the metaltel sayif lachtech greigris. So me'mele the tiltel sayif that is a tzayrich for the greigris tova beinami lachovis. So like it's all one big pu'ula. It's a pu'ula of chitach ha-greigris. Now the chovis is in the way. So you break off the chovis also. Avol mefurodis. But if you have greigris mefurodis, you don't have to cut them at all. So the process of taking out the greigris, you don't need a sayif. Then you don't have to be metaltel the sayif lishberachos. That is the halacha that Rabbi Yishiya said. Frek the Gemara. Meisvei, and as the Chazanish said, so the Gemara held that there's betzim a double shaila. There's a shaila of the shvira sachovis, there's a shaila of the tiltul, and it's muta only because this is like a continuation or a haschola of the chitoch agregis. But by prudis, so then for the, since you don't need this whole action for the Greigris, so it is not permitted to get to the Greigris. Meisvei, Rabin Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, Mei vi odom es hachovish shel yayin. A person is about, permitted to bring a chovish shel yayin. Umatis roisha besayif. And he takes off the roisha chovish besayif. Umeinicho levnei oichem b'shabes veinicho ishish. So you see klo, that this procedure of taking the sayif, of breaking off the top of the chovish, is permitted even though this is not a haschole to the chitoch agroigris. By wine, even in Shapiro's wine, you don't need the, you don't need a sayif for this. So that al kaponim eistis, it's a, you just, this is like groigris prudois. Va'af al pikein, a person is permitted to cut off the chovish. So the Gemara answers, ahi rabon. That Bereis is going according to the Rabbonon, Mas Nisen Rab Nechemye. And our mission is going according to Rab Nechemye. So, let us see Rashi, the Bach makes, where the doubt is, that's the last Rashi. V'ein Echoishes. V'av al gav the yayin, lav lemechtech ekoi. The yayin is not oime to be cut. Rabbonon, so the Gemara says no. In the Shailov Shvire, now the Gemara falls off. That be'etzem in the shvira dike shayla, this bechlal no shayla. You don't need that, that's what the chazan is. The habamina was in the hetter shvira, you also needed groigris, that it's a haschola. The Gemara says, no, of the hetter shvira, you don't need bechlal groigris. But there's another shayla. There's a shayla, a muktze dike shayla. So that barais is going to the rabbonon, the pligad, ram nechem yivamra, v'omri kol hakelem nitlem letzairich, shaloi letzairich. Person is permitted to take a keli, a filo shaloi letzairich, not the tzairich that it's aimed for, some emela, so then this is, so some emela, so it's permissible. And Rab Nechemya, now let's go back to the Dalet, as nisen Rab Nechemya, dom ain klin nitl ella letashmish amiyuchad loy, kidamuki lekama. And the Mishnah is going according to Rab Nechemya, that you're only permitted to use a keli for the tashmish amiyuchad loy. So memele, and it's not miyuchid to take an axe and to chop chavyesin, even though it's miyuchid afilo for greigris, but it's not miyuchid for this. So memele, so according to Rab Nechemye, so then you have to say this lomdis. That the lomdis is, I'm taking it for the greigris hadrusais, and this is like a haschole of the, it's not called an entity b'fnei atzma, it's a haschole of the chitach ha-greigres. Ma she'en ken, if you'll have greigres peru mefurodois, so me'mele there, and the axe is not oimed, it's not meyuchet to chop down chavisen, so me'mele then there'll be an iser out still to mukze. And the bereiser, Rav Shimon Gamliel does not hold a kam nechem, yes he does, there's no iser of till to mukze. It's a letzairich gufa, even though it's not miyuchid, an axe is not miyuchid for this shimush, but if it's a letzairich gufa, you're allowed to use it. Frag the Gemara. Umay duchki da rabboishi elu ukmi mas nisen ke rabbi Nechemye ubedrusay. Why did rabboishi have to zetz ein our mishnah like Rab Nechemye? But Bas Yochid, we don't pass back from the Chemian, and speaking about the Rusev, look me be mefurodeis, let the Mishnah speak about loose peiris, the Rabbono, and it's mutter, but not loved after by the Rusev. Amarove mas nisen kashise, Rabbi Shiyer kashe, my irye de toni groigris, why did the Panis specify groigris? Listeni peiris, o peiris, elishmami no, groigris, there is such a thing of Rusev, let us go further. Tanya Chode, we learned in one Bereise, Choyslois shel groigrois vishel tmore. Choyslois, so Rashi says, Kli shel kapes tmore, is a type of a basket that is made out of lulav leaves, v'oisin kemin salim. They make a basket out of it. V'noisnim l'soichon t'morim ro'im l'hizbashel. and you put in tamarim roim, which are unripe, and they get ripe in these baskets. Chaisloi shall groi grois v'shal tamarim, matir, so if the cover of these chaislois were tied with a kesher to the chaislois, there was a rope that tied the cover to the keli, mater im akisui kosher bechevel. If the kisui is kosher bechevel, Rashi Dachsemer and Beye says that's called a kesher shel kayoma because it's aimed to untie and to tie. Matir umafkiya. What does mafkiya mean? The mafkiya means as follows, that a rope is braided together. And if the cover was tied together by a rope, by unbraiding the rope, he can open up the chaislis. He's also permitted to do that. V'chaytech. And he's also permitted to cut it. V'tanya idach. We learned a different baraisa. Mater is permitted to open up the knot. Avaloi mafkiya v'loi chaytech. But he's not permitted to unbraid it. And he's not permitted to cut it. So the Gemara, loi kashe or rabbonon or rab nechemye. So also the same teretz, the braisa that is matter to be mafki and chaytech is going according to Rab Nechemya. Going to the Chachamim. The braisa that asks is going according to Rab Nechemya. Now the Gemara brings down Rab Nechemya. The sanya Rab Nechemya oimer, afilu talvet, afilu a spoon, afilu talis, afilu a talis, afilu sakin, a nitlin elo litzoyrech tashmishon. They can only be used for the shimush they're miyuchid for. But Taisus holds that they're rogel to do. But samzai use it for zaitek shimush. So there's a iser of tiltul mukza according to Rab Nechemya. Zogt Rashi, avoloi mafkiya soiser sharsheroi shachevel bekli. It seems that they unbraided it with a keli, because we see that afilu according to Rab Nechemya, matir is mutter, because matir you don't need a kli. Mafkiya b'chaytech, you need a kli. And according to Rab Nechemya, you can't use a kli, there's no kli miyuchid for the shimush. V'loi chaytech, the ein kli nitl ela letzoyrech tashmishoy, v'sakin einoi osui lekach. A sakin is not osui to do these two pu'ulas. So therefore, there is an issa tiltul. The Bir Aloche asks a kasha on the Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam says that HaPoisel Chavolim is Chayiv Mishum Kosher. And a person who's matir chavolim is chayiv mishum matir. That means as follows, that the Rambam Shita is, just like there's an inyan of kshire, kesher shel kayom, a person makes a knot that he wants it should last loilavot, so that's called a kosher. So the Rambam holds that a poisel chavolim, if a person will braid together rope, so this alone, what is a braided rope? You have strands of thread, and you braid it together to make a rope. So memele, the Rambam holds this atilda of kosher. That means this is oime to remain like this. So I'm connecting strands of thread to make a rope. So yechayev, it's atilda of kosher. And if a person opens up this rope, he wants to open it up, he wants to separate the strands, so he's chayav al tzmater. Now we have a tremendous problem over here. So according to this Rambam, how can one be mafkia? How can one take apart the unbraid the rope? Here we're speaking about the raises. The other things, we're speaking, the kesher that was made was not a kesher shel kayom. He's going to use these chayislas. But the rope, a rope is usually made, it should remain a rope. The Bir Aloche asks this kasha an de shitas haramba. The Halacha wants to say that Rashi did not learn, that Rambam did not learn that maskia means to braid it apart. The Halacha wants to say that maskia means that he's tearing it. He's tearing the rope. Maskia is to tear it by hand, and chaytzech is to tear it with a socket. The Chazain Ish asks on the Bir Halacha, how could you say such a thing? The Gemara says that maskia and chaytech is also according to Ram Nechemye, because enkli nitl el letzayrich tashmishe. So you see, you're using a keli over here. According to the Mishnah Brura, the whole thing he's doing over here is he's tearing it b'yadov. So what's hotas to Ram Nechemye? This is the Chazon Ish's kasha on the Bir Halacha. במשנה ברורה כוסף, ורמב״ם יפורש, מפקיע היינו שקוירוי ביד, ומחתך היינו בכלי, וזה לא יתוכן. מקמין הנו דסן ימטה ולא מפקיע בלחיצה כבנחמיה, וכן הכוח מפקיע היינו בכלי. He wants to say, Bizman Deloy Osik Bistiras Kaili Ella Bohitsos Hagregris, when a person is Isaac, his whole machuven is like he wants to get to the Gregris, Choshiv Shimush Veloy Meloche. Evshalafize Tchihechi Dishem Saisa Lechail Alei. Just like this, we'll see later, the Rashba Shita is with the Reisha. The Rashba holds Yesh Stira Bekeilim. For Afal Pikein, one is permitted to break the Chavis because it's not called, you're not Miyachas the Pula to the Keili, Miyachas the Pula to, it's a way of getting to the Groigris. That's so you don't reckon it as a Pula Bifnei Atzmai. So Memele is Gam Sheimata Lochaile, Kivin Loy Osik Batoras Kesher, Eloisa Derech Kiloyoin, Umafkiye Kede Lochalis as a Hevel, the Iki wants to get rid of the Hevel, Hama Akvoi Militel as a Tmorim. So this does not fall into the category of matir. That's what the Chazon Ish wants to say. But this Rambam is very problematic with the twisters that we have nowadays. You use them plastic bags, so it's both ways problematic. To twist it on Shabbos is a shayla of kosher, and to untwist it on Shabbos is a shayla of matir. Let's say a person buys chalas and the chalas on the plastic bag and there's a twister around it and it comes Shabbos, so there's a shtickle problem involved. There are, the Eira Shabbos, he speaks about stodim leheta, but the best oifen would be if one would, instead of twisting the twister and braiding it together, one should just wind the twister around the plastic bag. That's, then one will solve all problems. If he did, if we'll say that according to the Chazon Ish, this should also be mutter, we'll have the head of the Chazon Ish also over here. This is mamish the same thing. According to the Chazon Ish, that mafkia means he's mater the hevel, and there's a psalmist that I'm not interested in unraveling the twister, the ikiris to get to the chalas, so then we would have a heter also. According to the Bir Halacha, that the mafkia means something else, then we have problems. There'll be another eitzah, there'll be an eitzah to do, to cut it, or to tear it, about kaponim, but according to the Mishnah Brura, there'll be problems. Let us see Taisa. Shaver Odom es achovis lechol heimeno groigis. Bigmore muki lo bedrusois le Rabbi Nechemya. אבל הרבונן דרב נחמיה שרי אפילו מפורדס. So ממילא, so you have their oranges and the chavis, and you're allowed to break the chavis. I'm going to have enough in the Mishnah. ותאים על הרבי, מהודס נען בפרק בקל מערבית, וזה המשנה נערבין, that says as follows, כבי ערב, נוס נוי במגדול, he put the ערב in a closet, בנויל בפונוב, and he locked the closet, ועובד המפתח, and he lost the key. So ממילא, הרי זה ערב, it's a good ערב. פורח בגמורה, why is it a good ערב? עמי הוא במוקם אחד, ועירובי במוקם אחר. If he can't get to the ערב, so ממילא, so it's not a good ערב. משני רב ושמול דמרי תרוויו, הוכה במגדל של אבנים עסקינן, this is speaking about a say, closet that's made out of loose bricks, ורמיירי. So נקימת, he says, but like this, there's a problem. Fractoisus, v'amai mi boile lu'uk mi hochi, mi kori nami mai koma, what's the problem? Why do you have to say a teret? Lo yoche le shaber lechtev es amigdol, v'lita la seire, ki heichi da hoche shori le shaber achoves, v'lita la greigas. Fractoisus, just like the choves does not raise a problem to get to the greigas, it says in the Mishnah, "Lechatchila shayva adam esachavis lech lamen agroidras." So memele. So here, this should also be mutter. The shail is, how do you get to the erev? You break the migdal. Yeah, the im basal lechalik bein netilas erev lenetilas agroidras. If you're gonna tell me no, we'll say netilas agroidras is mutter letzayachaynik Shabbos. He wants to eat the groigras. Like we hear in the Ran. The Ran says the whole heter is, it's a mekalkul. Mekalkul is also mit rabon, otzerich eichel nefesh, it is mutter. So therefore, I want to eat it, so memela, so therefore they won't matter. Mashenken over here, this erev is only, alom de shizachove, it's aloch de kizachove. The erev is here, so it's kind of shvisir. But I'm not interested bechlal in eating the erev. That's not my intent. So memeila, so then you're not allowed to break it. So Taisras, if that would be the case, him came kosher echemukel lahosam kerameya, because the rameya that says over there by levenim and his mutter is also speaking about tzeirach achila. He's allowed to by psabinyan shel levenim. He's allowed to be poiches if tzeirach achila. So if there's a difference between tzeirach achila and not tzeirach achila, so rameya is also not a trufa. Before we come to Tosfos Teretz, which is a Yesodistic Teretz, I'd like to tell you a very Lomdish Teretz that the Me'iri in Erevin says. The Me'iri in Erevin says as follows. Ha'chovis tefeilo l'mashe b'soicha. He says there's a chilik between a chovis that has peiris inside of it to a migdol. A migdol is a closet. You can put food in the closet also. You can put other things, but it's not a tuffel to the food that's in it. It's an entity b'fnei atzma. Achoves tveilo l'masha b'soiche v'nidoynis ki klipe yoichlem. This is just like a coconut. You're allowed to break open a coconut to get to the meat of the coconut, to get to the milk of the coconut. So memela, since the chovis is nitpal to the groigris, so that's called nidaynis ki klipe yoichlum. She'll have to break through the klipe to get through. So in the, this is a new Miri Anerib in the Zagois from Rab Simcha Zisel Breud, the Rosh Hashiva from Hebron. So he wants to say, so according to this Miri, we have a head that open up cans on Shabbos. He says, he's saying alumdus over here. He's saying alumdus that the chavis is a tfeilo lemashe b'soicha, so gets a din of klipe eichlen. So the mele, so the cans are also the same thing. Now, I just wanted to be ma'ir, later we'll see from the Chazon Ish, there's another problem over here. You have to understand that the Mishnah says, shayver adam es ha-chavis lech lemenu groigris, ובלבד שלא יסכוון לעשה סקיילי. So פשוט, the way Rashi learned פשט, Rashi learned פשט, it's not only a dinin kavone. The oifin, הנטילה, is an oifin לנויקבו יופה בפסח נועה. If he makes the פסח נועה, so even though the I don't know, the Miri learned פשט in the Mishnah. But, I mean, if the Miri learned like Rashi, that if you make a Pesach Noe, so Memela, then there is an Issa. So we see this whole heter of Nidoines Kiklipe Oichlem is Davkid Derech Shvire, not when you're making a Pesach Noe. So opening up a can, there could be you're making a Pesach Noe. You're not breaking the can. It will bang on the can and then the Pesachin hack on the can and then get something out of the same thing. I'll take a can open and open it up. You have a Pesach Noe over there. So Memela, as like the Chazenishtein, is you have a can and you leave some of the ingredients in the can. I'll eat part today and part tomorrow. I'll leave it in the can. So now you have a Pesach no in the can. Now I can use it, can take it. So Memela, so it's not so push it. To break open a can, you have a raya from the Meiri. But to open up a can, I don't know if we have a raya from the Meiri. But anyway, this is not Taisvis Teret. Taisvis asks Takashe, so Taisvis has a problem. What is the difference between a Migdol and a Chobis? And because of this Kashe, Taisvis makes an Akimte, which Lalocha we paskel like this Akimte. Venire, the Hosom also le Shaber as a Migdol Vocha, the Shaber Shabbos a Chobis, Mishum. The Mairi, the Mustaki. We are not speaking about a normal Chavis. We're speaking about Mustaki. What is Mustaki? Kedemukilo bebeye, perik hamevi kadiyayin. Umeforish Rashi, what is this Mustaki? The Hainu Chavis Shvure. The whole Chavis, to begin with, we're speaking about a Chavis that was shovel. That was, it was put together from broken pieces. Umidavkin shvoreho besorov shel eitz, and you stick together the pieces with a sap, with a resin that comes out of a tree. Shoisim en uzefes bekeirin reishna. This is a resin. Umishemachi davke chavisha. So meile now Tosfos is making a meiridikel kimte. That is very interesting that the side of Mishnah and side of Gemara did not bother to explain this. But it is speaking, okay, so we'll bring a Gemara later. And so they're speaking about a broken chavis that was put together, like a puzzle was put together, the pieces and was put together, now you have a chavis. Now, what is the maila of a broken chavis that's put together? So Tosfos adds on another few words. M'shemhochi davke chavish shori, the machmas griusoi loichayis olei, v'leko lemeches shema yiskaven lasis keli. Now Tosfos says here a mouthful, and let me explain what Tosfos is saying. The Mishnah said, shayver odom es achavis lecho leimena groigris, ubilvad shlo yiskaven lasis keli. Now, if he's going to make a keli, let's see the way Rashi says, he should make a neck of yofer. If he'll make a neck of yofer, we'll see there's a shayla of an isal d'iraisa over here. Taisa zicha learned that way there'll be a shayla of an isal d'iraisa. Taisa machlalot yeshpinyim b'keila. So what is this maila of mustike? The maila of mustike, mustoki is that since this is a tzabrochene keli to begin with, so I don't have to be geyser. I don't have to be afraid that she is kavilas is keli. Like this, he's doing a process of destruction. That's, it's only mutter if he's doing it in a destructive manner. Shaver odom esachovis. So memele, so we could be afraid. Maybe chmein vinish vitz a big nesoyin. He might it's a brecht mit ados, but I'll make a pesach yofet. It'll be a galungan dimension, it'll make a Pesach Yofet. So there's a mokem ligze. But since this is a mustaki, so a mustaki lemais lechayis leis, a gaitan ishton, the whole thing is a junky chavis to begin with. So memele, they were not goyze شما یس پسخ یاف دغشبا says another lambdas. In Taisvis and Beya also says this lambdas, that since it is a kli ra'ua, this whole thing is a flimsy keli, so there is no tikkun keli. That means afilu he will be miskaven lasos keli, it also, he also won't be able nisa diaraisa. So afilu he'll do it as a nisa darabonon, so mel there they won't go there. So memeila, so we have here a machloikis, how to understand pshat of mustaki. Either mustaki is the etzim, you have here a chash of if he will make a pesach yofer, there is an isod diaraisa, but I don't have to be afraid he'll do it. That's our taisis, and that's Rashi and Beye. And the Rashba by us, and taisis and Beye seem to say that a fellow who'll do it, it also won't be an isod diaraisa. V'chein kula shmaite dahochi v'mustaki. Whenever we're speaking about, we're doing things to kelim and dos, we're speaking about mustaki. Af al gav, so now Taisvus got stuck. This akimta of mustaki, the Gemara in Beya does mention, but the Gemara in Beya only mentions the af al gav. The af al gav, the hosam v'beya lo mekminen hochi elo l'rabbalozo. The Gemara in Beya says that it's speaking about mustaki only to fa'em for Rabbalaza. The porich, the less el Rabbalaza, or this nan shaver odo mesachovis. Now let me explain to you what Rabbalaza is speaking about. Rabbalaza and the Chachamim are speaking about if a person will be kaitim basme atzei hodos. He's going to break off a piece of a hodos. Now, there's a shaila, why he wants to break it off. We're talking about it's not talking about a hadasim which are mechuba, we have tolish tik hadasim, and he wants to break off a piece. Now the shaila is, why does he want to break it off? If he wants to break it off, he wants to smell it, nothing wrong with that. If he wants to break it off because he wants to use it as a toothpick, so there's a machloikis rabbeleza on the chachomim, if he's chayiv min ha-toyre. If he's niskaven lachzai tzashinov, is he chayiv min ha-toyre. Without using any tools in a knife to whittle it, just to break it off, and he'll use it as a toothpick, is this a boina d'araisa, or a masakemona d'araisa? Rabbeleza holds yes, and the chachomim hold no. If a fellow break it, there won't be any sa d'araisa. So Mamela there's a machlokes as follows. He's allowed to be koitim this eitz lahoriach. So Abeleza says, no, we can't be mata. This guy is going to be koitim lahoriach, the other guy is going to be koitim lachzei shinov, and then there's an isa d'araisa. So we have to answer this completely. No, all ktime is awesome. The chachomim hold, afilu will be koitim lachzei shinov, but it's also the rabbonim. So Mamela, he's doing it lahoriach, he has to be geyser. It's a gzeir l'gzeir. Frek the Gemara akash. The last Leila Rabbalazar, so we see Rabbalazar was Goizel. If the Pu'ula he's doing could end up by an Isser Diyaraisa, so Memeli not allowed to do even a Pu'ula Muteres. Frek the Gemara, the last Leila Rabbalazar, Hodis Nan Shaver Odo Mesachodis. He does not say, so what's the Gemara's Kashan? They also have the same problem. Shaiver Odom Esachovis is a Pula Muteres. But what if he's miskaven lases keili? It's an Issa D'Araisa, the Gemara held. So Memeila, so how you allowed to be Shaiver Esachovis? So Memeila, the same Shtik Teira, the Abelezer, Asad, Ktimas, Atzei Hodis, Gzeira, Shemo, Yasa, Eitz, Lachzei, Tzeshino, so the Tani should ask a Shaiver Odom, Gzeira, Shemo, Yiskaven, Lases, Keili. That's the Gemara's Kashi. The Mishnah is speaking about mustaki. So what's pshat in the teretz? So the teretz is the way the teretz is pshat over here in Rashi and Bey. Mustakim, you don't have to be chayish that'll make a pesach yofer. The lay chayish Allah. But like a mecha shema yiskav and lasis. The whole chash is far fetched by mustaki. So there you one goes there. Here, by an atzei hodos, it's not a far-fetched shash. It's an olodikich shash. So therefore, they were guys. Zaktaisves, amayradikizach. So the Gemara in Beis says our Mishnah is speaking about Mistaki. So Taisvis, it's not only according to Rabbanan. The same problem is according to Rabbanan also. The Rabbanan loy pligia the Rabbalaza the Kama loyik the Menu. Perish loyik the Mesodus loyich bel Mishum di Yusvir loy the Biktimus kisem chayiv chatos kshekoit milachzis boishina. That means, so Taisvis says, the Yisod that Rabbi Lezer held, that you should be Geyser, Ktimos, Atzei Hodos, Gzeire, Imai, Pichoitze, Tzeshina, the Yisod that Gzeire, the Chomam, also Moide. No, they hold, if we'll do it, Lachze, Tzeshina, Vom, Inisod, the Rabbon. But if there would be an Isser Diraisa, the Chachamim are also moide that you should answer Ktimas Atzei Hodos. Zuchtach Taisus over here, if he's Miskavin Lassis Kaili, it's a Diraisa according to everyone. So Memela the Kash is not only according to Rabbi Lezer. God, Rabbi Lezer was the one that mentioned the Gzeire by Ktimas Atzei Hodos. But in Yisod, this Gzeire by Chavis applies according to the Chachamim also. So Memele, that's what the Gemara in Beis says, that our Mishnah is speaking about Mustaki. Our Mishnah is speaking about Mustaki if you look according to the Chachamim also. So the Rabbanon, the problem that Rabbi Lozo had, also applies to the Rabbanon. Because here the Moide, if it'll be Misakin a Keili, it'll be Chayiv Mina Teira with the Sayif by breaking off the Chavis. So Memele, so according to everyone, we have to say it's speaking about Mistaki. Hashte osi shmaite shapir. So Asug is very good. Bigmore Yerushalmi beperk bakel ma'arvim matzosi. Hodo de teime bemigdal shalevet. So this kasha that Taisus had asked, so the Yerushalmi asked the kasha. And the Yerushalmi says that Tashalmi makes a different kimte. Hodo de teime bemigdal shalevet. Speaking about a migdal shalevet. Avo bemigdal shalevet. Nase kishay verachov islechol mimenu groigre. So the Yerushalmi taka holds that it is mutter afilu b'migdal shalaitz. So the Marsha says, kivin diachol ish bar amigdal kishay verachov is. Yeah. So Taiz the Yerushalmi learns that it is mutter reisus verkehrt. The Yerushalmi learns that it is mutter afilu without mistoki. But we said according to Rashi. So according to the Yerushalmi, it is mutter afilu with a chavi sholem. According to Bavli, Taisa wants to say it's only mutter be mistaki. Matir umafkia v'chaytech. Here we had chulses. Chayslois, shal greigris v'shal tamorim. So one is permitted the chevel that is holding the top to the chaysel. One is permitted to be matzer mavkiya v'chaytech. Oymer Rebbe, ayahida eirevin. The Gemara of Eirevin we just mentioned before. Yeshlumait, the hodam rinen chaysmois shebekelim matir umavkiya v'chaytech. It seems you can destroy it. That it is tied together with a rope. So the rope you can bechaytach the rope. Let's talk about that. Avol paisacha shel eitz v'shel matches. What if you have a lock? And the way you want to get through is by breaking the lock. So Taisva says, also l'shaber lafkiyah. That you're not allowed to do. The lock you're not allowed to break. Now what is the lomdus? The lomdus is because a lock is a teiris keli. And just like Taisa said before, you're not allowed to break a keli, besides mustaki. But like this, you're not allowed to break a keli. You're not allowed to break a lock either. You're not allowed to break a lock. The hevel you're allowed to do. And Taisa brings a raya. Heineken de kata bemisna, avo Pesach shel eitz ve shel matres, also le shaber ulavki. Midekah shel eos, I'm going to say, is there a problem? Amai, the gemara is a kasha, amai hu b'mokim echad ve'lu b'mokim acher. That was a migdol that had a lock. The b'shit le'sheni yochel avki ha-pesach, so li'te le'ire. Af al pi she'stam migdol she'bechol ha-shas hu keili, me'atzot zvi b'bayis v'tzipo le'migdol, chide b'reish kol ha-keilem. Yeah, so me'melo b'askon anami lo'yboi luk me'elo b'kotir b'misne, da'ine d'afke chaysom ishe b'kel, ma'avodov v'shur chozot, kein pesachas le'av v'shor itanikam. Only a rope you're permitted to tear, but not a lock. A lock is a teiras keili, which a kli sholein one is not permitted to break. Ho rabbonon v'ho rab nechemye. Teimoli. Amai loimuki talvayu ke rab nechemye. Why don't you say that both go according to rab nechemye? V'odiktoni mak matir. Mafkiya v'chaytech b'yontef v'adiktani mater abole mafkiya v'chaytech b'shabes diketan v'svir lehochi libet Rav Nechemya b'bei perik ha-mevi kadiyayin that Rav Nechemya is meikul b'yontef ish lehme d'neich alei lemei mechode k'rabon amin d'neim etabayu k'Rav Nechemya. I'd like to say over the Chazanish speaks about cans, opening cans, which is very much negeya in our sugya, the yisayit is our sugya. And he says as follows, kupsoi shel shemen oi shel dogim, you have cans, an oil can, a fish can, hasuyim mitasei habarzel, they're made out of tin, uretzufim mikol tzad, v'choytchim besakin es hatash sh'al ha-pesach. There's an opening, and then it's sealed, and you go and take it off. Nire de loidomi kasoras hamagoyfes teshori. We're going to have late in the sugya take that to take off the magoyfe. One is permitted to take off the magoyfe. Nire de loidomi kasoras hamagoyfes teshori. Why? Number one, the hoche merutzef be'ever ubevdil. The covering of the can is soldered to the can. V'have kechibo ikara keili. So mainly it's like one bekeili. It's not like a magoifa we're going to have in the sugya, because magoifa is an entity b'fnei atzmoi, and mainly so taking off the magoifa is no problem. But here became one bekeili. Umiyu mishum stiras keili leko kan. Now the Chazanish says amu'uyim dikedaher. We hear here, machlokes, taisus holds, it's only mutter to be saisa achovis by mustaki. Here it's, but the agansa keili, taisus lady by the talak to break it, not allowed to. Zukta chazenisha meir de kevot. Mishum stiris keili lekakan. She'en kan saisa klau. He's not breaking anything. Shehapsicha tikun. Opening up the can, this is called a tikun. V'sosum mikol tzad lav keili, something that is completely sealed that you can't use, so that's not called a keili. By breaking this, you are not breaking a keili. You know, there's no keili to begin with. A kli sosum is not a keili. Now, what is the problem? The problem is uchshoyselay pesach nake nase keili. But, so by opening it up, the problem is not a problem of soisa, it's a problem of making a keili. Umokim asofik bezeu, so what is the shayla? B'shein v'ati ala kufse. He has no intent of making a keili out of the can. El lohitzi masha b'soicha olezer kabashbi. He just wants to get to the food. V'zeh choshiv kishoy v'chovis little hagregres. L'chayr, this is our mishneh. Uchematis roisha besayef, we had by the chovis, you'll have to take off the top of the chovis. Uchekoitem lehoriach. And afilu ledas tois vistleihuter ala bemustiki. Tois says the whole thing is only muta by mustiki. Avu shleima osos. He says, because tois is old, there's a problem of soisa. if it's a ganze keili. That's why, yeah. Aber hochi shari vein kan stire klar. Here, there's no stire. Because it's not a keili. Omnom yesh lesser mishum gzeiro dilme yechaven l'shem pesach or mishum zamuki labeya b'musliki. He says that problem that we just learned before, that they asked, according to Rabbi Lezer, they said, well, according to the Chachamim also, he might be mechaven l'shem pesach and then it'll be a deraisa. So he says that problem remains here also. V'ahar be'binei odom daitom ala kufsa. People use cans. L'shamish ba, l'niach ba buris, you can hold soap in it. Oim es marim, you can hold it for nails. Uchi yaitze ba. V'zimnin deina oichel kol adogim ashte. Sometimes he doesn't finish, he doesn't take out all the fish, and he leaves it in the can. V'neichel ei b'shimusha. V'leidom mi lematis roisha b'sayif. We had in our Gemara that by a chavis, one is permitted to take off the reish hakeli b'sayif. The hosom, there we are speaking about b'psucho u'migufefes. There we are speaking about that the chavis before had an opening u'migufefes, and there was a stopper on it, b'magoife. V'ein ha-magoife chibo. The magoife is not considered a chibo to the chavis. So Memele, so here it's not called he's making a Pesach to the Chavis. The Chavis is a Pesach, but it is a Magoife there. And instead of taking out the Magoife, he went and made he wanted to be bright. So Matis Roisha Besayev. So there, V'ein ha-magoife chibo, V'hatozas gufo, kilka v'loi binyin. So there, by being matis roish, he's not being misak in the chavis, he's being mekalkul the chavis. Avol hoche, kol d'neichalei b'shimosh kli dido, choshiv pesach. Here, if he'd want to use this for a keili, so this is called a pesach. Ve'evsher da'av b'datoi lizirko. Afilu he has intentions to throw it away. Ein mischav shmin'im kavonosoi. V'loi motzino heter shviral b'yesh l'chovis pesach. Our whole Gemara is speaking about that there is a pesach over here. Avol geshem cholo b'fnim v'soso mikol tzad. Kol sha'oysa loi pesach hoshiv binyin. Here you are making a Pesach. Was given who use it, he won't use it. He's making a Pesach. By here, I thought there was a Pesach. We said he shouldn't be miyafis aneket. V'hocho, shemachlif, guf, otum, litzuras, keili. Here, before it was a guf, otum, which was nothing. And now he's making it into tzuras keili, b'chol shvire sha'oise choshev kenekav yovke. Uloi gora minikva b'tzido da'osa. So this is the chazenish. The chazenish says the pasach odo de gzeire, odo afilo on de gzeire. Automatically, since before was not usable, and now it's usable, so he's making a pesach, and therefore it is osa. Awesome.